It's Grizzly Halftime on KDY, and our special guest on this edition of Grizzly Halftime is Mark White with the Veterans Incentive Program at Missouri State University, West Plains, and it's a great pleasure to have him here. We've recently had people on our halftime that are newbies. We have a lot of repeat guests, but we have, in recent days, an opportunity to talk to some new guests, and that's always fun, and Mark White is here and falls into that category. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great.
It's a pleasure to have you here today. Talk about what is the Veterans Incentive Program, if you will.
Well, right now we are working under a grant given to us through the Department of Education and also with the Springfield campus. We are trying to encourage our veterans who are separating from the service or even in the National Guard to come in and get an education so that we can better that we can help them be prepared for the job market and get them some jobs.
What sort of incentives are involved here when we talk about what incentives are?
Well, mostly funding for their education. They've through their services, they have earned educational benefits through the VA, and there's also other government funds available if they qualify, which would be our FAFSA, which is also known as the Pell Grant.
We're talking with Mark White, who is with the Veterans Incentive Program. Okay, now, of course, this is an important thing, where it be regardless where it be, but it is also probably even more so here in our community because, of course, we host the 11/38 here in town, and we have many people who this could potentially affect.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, with the changes that are being made with our troops right now, we hope to see a huge influx of veterans into our colleges, getting that education that they need to get the better jobs and to fulfill the dreams for the rest of their life.
You know, we've had plenty of examples over the course of time. We've had the soldiers coming home from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, down through the years, the Gulf War, et cetera. And in some cases, we have, unfortunately, in some cases, people who have had a hard time readjusting or getting back into civilian life and making that adjustment to what you would call a regular existence. This program is an option for them to help make that transition, I would assume?
Yes, that is right. That is one of my main functions, is as a resource person to help them with any problems that they might be experiencing, whether it be, you know, physical, emotional, the different kind of barriers that they're going to come up against due to their, you know, wartime experiences, getting them reintegrated into society, and I hope to make that transition just as smooth as possible with any resources that I can either provide myself or find outside of the university.
The situation that some soldiers face when they come back home and try to make that transition to everyday life, it's not the same for all, because not all of these people who serve in the military have the same experience.
Right. Not everybody's been overseas. But one of the things that we're seeing a lot of and is the post-traumatic distress syndrome and some of the issues that follow that. And we're in hope to, you know, help them work through that. You know, to be able to sit in the classroom and get the education that they need.
Talking to Mark White, he is with the Veterans Incentive Program at Missouri State University, West Plains. We'll ask him here in just a couple of moments again how, if you're interested in getting more details about this, how you can go about doing this. Sometimes it's not a matter of when soldiers are making that adjustment when they're coming home. It may not be about anything that happened to them, but I know of an example of a young man serving in the Army who lost two or three of his best friends in an incident where he had just left a place, and these people who were very close to him lost their lives, and he just, by the grace of God, happened to have been moved just a very short time before that and avoided being one of those. But he loses these close friends of his, and there's not only a sense of loss, sort of a sense of guilt also because he wasn't there, you know, when they had this happen. So there's, it doesn't have to necessarily have happened directly to them, but just being involved in situations can sometimes be a really tough thing, traumatic thing, can it?
That's right, Harlan. And I'll tell you, you know, if these guys need some kind of counseling, we can get it for them. There are counselors out there, and we try to find a way for them to get it as cheaply as possible. And also, VA does provide some of those services as well.
The Veterans Administration is such a very important agency. The Veterans Incentive Program at Missouri State University West Plains, how long has this been in existence?
Our VIP program?
Yes.
We started in October of 2010. We became fully operational in about May of 2011 and just had our grand opening just this past October. So we are up and running and ready to go.
So this is a relatively new thing at Missouri State West Plains.
Yes, it's very new. Our grant will fund us for 3 years.
Well, this is a wonderful thing. I mean, just a great thing that is available to the veterans. And I, you know, I don't think there's probably enough that we can do for people that are volunteering to give their so much of their life and risk their life to serve our country, wherever it may happen to be. Now, if people hear this and want to find out more about this, how do they go about it?
Well, if you'll give us a call at the Veterans Center, it's 417-255-7720. If I'm not in my office, please leave a message. I will get back to you.
Okay. So does this go by, do you have to only do this at certain times of the year, or can you get this information whenever you have the opportunity?
Yeah, just call whenever, and then you know, we'll get you started on the process. And because obviously we first have to get you admitted to the college and get certain forms filled out and your applications for admissions, applications for your benefits through the VA. A lot of paperwork to do, but I'm there to help that process move along.
Mark White, thank you very much, and we appreciate you taking the time to come in here for the first time to be on our Grizzly Halftime, and all the best to you and everyone that you help become a part of the university system that have served our country. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Harlan.
Mark White here on our Grizzly Halftime on KDY.